Officially 4 degrees in Chicago. It's 4 o'clock.
It's a good time for the good sound of Chicagoland 65 on the Dex Card Show.
Let's lock the door and throw away the key now.
Hi again, everybody. This is Dax Carr, the crew cut fell in the first row. Back again with you as we continue the countdown in the Silver Dollar Survey Show. That record this week, number 19 in Chicagoland and Mid-America, Jay and the Americans, Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key. Channel 89 time is coming up to 3 minutes after 4.
You love double mint gum. Double good, double mint gum. Double fresh flavor, double smooth too. Double mint, double delightful to chew. You love double mint gum. Get double everything rolled into one. You love double mint gum. Double good, double mint gum.
Yes, you'll love the double fresh taste and double smooth chewing goodness of double mint gum. Chewing double mint just naturally makes things go more pleasantly for you. So remember,
you love double mint gum. Get double everything rolled into one. You love double mint gum. Double good double mint gum.
WLS weather word in one word, frigid. You can expect a low up to 15 below zero in the suburbs tonight. In fact, it isn't very warm right now. Unbearably cold here in the Windy City. We have 4 degrees officially at Midway. It's one above up at O'Hare. Here in the Loop in downtown Chicago, the red line mark is 6, and there's a wind from the northwest at 14 miles per hour, and it's biting cold out there. So if you don't have to go out today, you're in luck. Let me say that. All right, Big D going to the top of the WLS Silver Dollar Survey, and on our way, we'll stop at 18 right now. A record that's becoming a giant in our town, Peter and Gordon, and I Go to Pieces. Here at Channel 89 in Chicago, our time is 6:30 after 4.
Hey there, fella. You see, you're the first man on the beach, and the enemy is shooting at you with real bullets. Is that what's troubling you, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high, take a walk in the sun, and never give up. No, never give up. That ship. Of course, this is MGM's The Americanization of Emily.
Hiya, Bunky. You say you spent 4 years avoiding the war, and now it's almost over, and you've fallen in love with a girl called Emily, and your commanding officer has decided to send you into action to film the invasion, and you forgot your gun, and there's no film in the camera. Is that what's troubling you, cousin?
Well, take a walk in the sun, hold your head up high, and never give up. No, never give up that ship. Of course, this is The Americanization of Emily, starring James Garner, Julie Andrews, Melvin Douglas. The Americanization of Emily.
Hey, let me tell you, The Americanization of Emily starts tomorrow at theaters throughout Chicagoland. This is the card party on Thursday, and together we're flying to the top of the WLS Silver Dollar Survey, and I hope you're on to do it daily with Dex, Chicagoland's most authoritative and accurate survey of record popularity. And we do it 7 days a week between 3 and 6:30 right here on Radio 890 Chicago.
From the WLS Civic Service Folder.
Here's a message for unemployed men from the Illinois State Employment Office. The federal government will train you free to be a machine operator. For information, contact the Mental Trades Office of the Illinois State Employment Service, 321 South State Street. Classes start February 1st. That address, 321 South State. WLS temperature is redlined at 4 at Midway, 1 above at O'Hare, and 6 at Grant Park here in the Loop in downtown Chicago. It's 8:30 after 4 o'clock, and this is Big D going to the Silver Dollar Special File, a record that's beginning to make its mark in Mid-America and how. Belongs to Jewel Akins. He wants to tell you about the birds and bees.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Here at wonderful WLS in Chicago, 4 degrees is our temperature right now, and I tell you, maybe we should can it, you know, because it's going to be a whole lot chillier than that. A cold wave warning is up for Chicagoland, and the weather word, a low between 5 and 10 below in the city and 10 to 15 below in the suburbs tonight. Well, I'll tell you right now, we're going to check traffic for you, and we'll do it street level, our first report of the Thursday afternoon rush hour. Let's switch to Officer Vic.
WLS presents The Traffic Eye. Here's Officer Vic reporting from Commuter Control Central.
Good afternoon. Road conditions in the Chicagoland area are cold, clear, and dry on all of our main routes and expressways. Still some scattered slick spots on main routes throughout northern Illinois and northern Indiana. On the Southwest Expressway, outbound is doing well out to the tollway. We notice a few stalled cars. In fact, stalled cars are numerous this afternoon. So be sure your car is warmed up before entering heavy expressway traffic. Dan Ryan, traffic is moving well. There is some heavy traffic from the post office area out to 18th Street, but this is normal. Eisenhower Expressway westbound is slowing through the Austin Narrows, but no real delays on Eisenhower so far. Kennedy Expressway outbound is building in volume in all lanes out to and through the junction area, still moving at the speed limit. Edens Expressway in the outer drive continues to move well. On the local scene, we are getting a number of minor accidents on our very slippery side streets. This is Officer Vic.
Officer Vic, what would be your one-line advice to folks who have frozen gas lines?
Stop whatever you're doing.
Stop? But I just picked up...
Drop it.
Drop the baby?
Oh, no. Set it down gently, call the sitter, and then hurry. Hurry to the sale to end all sales. The January clearance sale at William A. Lewis.
Values like you've never seen before or may never see again.
Famous label designer coats, for example, in famous name sculptured fabrics, fur blends, and textured worsted.
Each one lavished with a heavenly collar of luxurious mink.
Shoes from white, black dyed, silver blue, autumn haze, or cerulean mink.
These coats are regular $125 values, but they're now only $88 during the big January clearance sale.
Just $88. And never a charge for credit at William A. Lewis.
2301 West 95th, Hillside, Harlem Irving, and Randhurst Center.
William A. Lewis, where the models buy their clothes.
I tell you, you better hurry, honey. Only a few more days left for the William A. Lewis January clearance sale that's on right now. All right, 13 minutes after 4 o'clock on the card party, we're about 2.5 minutes in front of a weather check. Right now, let's go to the sound of 17 in Chicagoland. I'm pointing at you, Jerry Vale.
Have you looked into your heart?
Boy, hasn't the Chicago weather been something the past few days? Oh, but the weekend we were in the ice age, you know, the worst ice storm I guess ever here in Chicagoland. And now we're in a deep freeze with 4 degrees as our official mark. And, of course, San Francisco has better weather than Chicago in the wintertime. But they've got a losing basketball team. The San Francisco Warriors are working on the longest losing streak in NBA history, 17 games. And we don't have anything like that in Chicago. Kind of think about it, we don't have a professional basketball team.
WLS presents...
Radar Weather Eye. Radar Weather Eye.
Channel 89, weather word in one word, cold. A cold wave warning for tonight with low temperatures 5 to 10 below zero in the city and 10 to 15 below in the suburbs. Clear skies. Fair and continued cold tomorrow. The high expected temperature has been downgraded. It'll be between 7 and 12 tomorrow. Fair and not quite so cold tomorrow night with a low of 5 below to 5 above. And for Saturday, partly cloudy and not so cold. 4 degrees, the official mark at Midway. It's 1 above at O'Hare and 6 is the temperature here in the Loop downtown. Our humidity at 40%, biting winds from the northwest at 14 miles per hour. And that's how the weather is going to be, chilly.
In Chicago, WFS.
Let's see now, we'll all chip in and somebody will win $1,000.
Here's today's word in
WLS, Secret Word Sweepstakes.
Listen carefully.
All right, the secret word for today is Chicago's. That's Chicago's, spelled C-H-I-C-A-G-O-S. Jot it down and keep listening. Every day, Monday through Friday, another secret word is given. At the end of the week, you'll have a total of 5. Just put them in the proper order, which will make up a phrase about WLS. Then send the phrase, plus your name and address, to WLS Secret Word Sweepstakes Number 4, Post Office Box 7711, Chicago, Illinois, zip 60677. Your entry for each week's contest must be received by no later than noon Tuesday of the following week. Each week's winner of 1,000 WLS silver dollars will be announced Tuesday afternoon of the following week. Keep listening for more secret words on
WLS, Secret Word Sweepstakes.
Anybody got the time?
It's 12:10.
Ooh,
Oh, now cut that out on my show. The sound of 16 Chicago, Alvin Cash here. Let's find a wee bit at 18 after 4.
Card, the crew can't keep in your company on wonderful WLS in Chicago. We've got the Silver Dollar Survey in review on Thursday.
Jacques-Yves Cousteau's World Without Sun, another outstanding screen entertainment from the two-time Academy Award-winning creator of The Silent World, filmed as it happened, the remarkable true story of the Oceanauts. World Without Sun, filmed in breathtaking color.
World Without Sun in underwater color starts tomorrow at the Playboy Theater, 1204 North Dearborn. All right, let's check the numbers.
Here's the WLS temperature.
All we got is 4, honey.
WLS time.
It's 21 minutes after 4 o'clock.
In Chicago.
Hey, my dear, it's kind of a chilly day to go grocery shopping, but look, you'll enjoy A&P's warm, friendly, welcome neighbor service. I know you'll like it, and you'll like A&P's low prices, too. This weekend, cash in on A&P's new low price for frozen A&P orange juice. Listen, six-ounce cans, just 99 cents, less than 17 cents each. Or get two 12-ounce cans for only 65 cents, a sensational value. Also, redeem your A&P mailer coupon for the Courier and Ives dessert cup free with your A&P purchases. Hurry to A&P. You know why they reduce the price on their frozen orange juice, don't you? The cost of keeping it is less with the frigid weather we have on the outside. 4 officially at Midway. It's 1 above at O'Hare. We have 6 degrees here in the loop outside our Channel 89 door. And this is Dex Card going to a record that surveyed number 15 in Chicagoland and Mid-America. It belongs to the Shangri-Las.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
I believe you, honey. Hey, who's that whack coming down the cold street down there?
Here comes my guy.
Card keeping you company on 890 in Chicago, where everything's coming up 7.
No matter what the town place, let's keep up with that happy face. Get real action, 7-Up, your first away.
Coolest taste ever in a bottle, 7-Up. It's the quick, complete thirst quencher. 7-Up is all action.
Get real action, 7-Up. 7-Up, 7-Up,
here on the Dex Card Show, Jerry Golden with the late breaking news. I'll meet you on the other side in 5 with the Beatles on Channel 89.
Happy as yesterday's memory,
as modern as tomorrow, WLS in Chicago.
The news now at 4:25.
This is Jerry Golden with the latest news, one of 58 newscasts, heard daily on WLS, ABC, in Chicago. In the headlines, power restored to 4 Midwest states after a 90-minute blackout, extra police assigned to Calumet High School, and below zero cold wave for Chicagoan suburbs tonight. Those are the headlines, details in a moment.
The news is brought to you by HFC, Household Finance, the company that brings prompt understanding money service to more than 2 million people every year. You, too, can borrow confidently for any good purpose from the oldest and largest company of its kind, Household Finance.
And now the news. A massive power blackout in a 4-state, 600-mile area of the Midwest has ended after the power failure knocked out radio and TV stations, closed department stores and schools. The failure began at Fort Randall, South Dakota, and within 10 minutes had extended over most of Nebraska, Iowa, southeast South Dakota, and the Quad Cities area of Illinois. The blackout was blamed on equipment trouble in the Fort Randall Dam on the Missouri River. Chicago's Calumet High School has asked for and been assigned extra police today after threats of violence were received by 2 faculty members last night. 60-year-old Edwin Beigert of 8156 South Loomis, director of the school's physical education department, was told by an anonymous caller that he'd be stabbed for giving the caller a failing grade. And 50-year-old Theodore Zehner of 8051 South Lapland said his wife got a similar call, the caller telling her that her husband would be shot. Well, the coldest day of the winter is just ahead for Chicagoans and suburbanites. That's the prediction from the Weather Bureau, which issued a special forecast for today, calling for the mercury to plunge to 5 to 10 below in Chicago and 10 to 15 below in the suburbs. The coldest day so far was January 14th, when Chicago had a reading of 3 degrees below zero. WLS News asked Weather Bureau spokesman Bedford Brown if any relief is in sight from the current zero wave.
Not from this particular air mass, although conditions are favorable for the buildup of another air mass in Canada. It's a little too early, though, to say if and when we would be affected by another one.
Republicans and Democrats at the Illinois Assembly in Springfield are on a collision course on the matter of reapportionment. The GOP leadership today offered its plan for the remapping of Illinois House districts. The Democrats were neither slow nor shy in reacting to the Republican plan. They said, through House Leader John Toohey of Chicago, that the plan is just an effort to confuse, so that the matter then can be taken before the Illinois Supreme Court. Democrats point out that the high court is heavy on the Republican side. Chicago's weather, cold wave warnings tonight with lows of 5 to 10 below zero in the city, 10 to 15 below in the suburbs with clear skies. Fair and continued cold tomorrow, high expected 7 to 12 above. Fair and not quite so cold tomorrow night with lows of 5 below to 5 above. For Saturday, partly cloudy and not so cold. Officially in Chicago, 4 degrees above zero. This is WLS News.
Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief.
Yes, there are all kinds of people in this world. And at one time or another, most of them have money problems. When this happens to you, why don't you do what more than 2 million people do each year? Borrow confidently from Household Finance. For 87 years now, HFC has been helping millions of people solve all kinds of money problems. And this broad experience helps households help you. So remember,
never borrow money needlessly, but when you must, be sure to go to folks you trust.
That's Household Finance.
For small or large loan, phone a visit the Household Finance office near you. HFC has 53 in the Chicago area. See your phone book for the office near...